Hey, this is Jessie, and you're listening to The Luminary, a collection of stories and conversations where we talk to our peers about how faith and their relationship with God has impacted the challenges they face in college. I hope you enjoy.
Okay, well, I guess it could fit into calling as well. That actually might be the best fit for it.
Yeah.
So my freshman year, I came into school wanting to be an Army nurse. And so I came into school in ROTC, started out doing that, loved that, was loving the camaraderie and just the discipline and everything that I was learning through it. Mm-hmm. And pretty quickly in the first semester of freshman year, I was told that I was medically disqualified for a bleeding condition that I had that I never really thought would have disqualified me. So it kind of came up in a little bit of a interesting way. They had me meet with one of the guys that was in charge of the program for another reason, and he was giving me a list of medical conditions that wasn't in, just, you know, as part of paperwork. And I was like, hey, I have this bleeding disorder. And he was like, okay, it's not, like, that type of one is not explicitly listed on this, but let me just reach out to my supervisors and people that know a little bit more about the medical stuff and see if that's disqualifying. And he called me the next day and said, unfortunately, that it was. So it was just kind of through meeting with him for other things, just about how the program was going so far. And so that kind of left me feeling very confused and frustrated and angry with God. I felt that I wasn't enough. I felt just kind of betrayed by God because I had really prayed through this and felt that this is what he was calling me into. And so I was sort of like, okay, well, God, where do I go from here and what do I do? And I remember just talking to my mom on the phone and really just crying and being like, Mom, I just don't know. I'm just confused. I feel like there's been so much taken away. Like, this is my dream. I don't really know where to go from here. And she was just encouraging me. She's like, well, God created you with this bleeding condition, and he knew from the start that this was something that was disqualifying in the military. So clearly it was something that you just misunderstood, or he had you on that path for a short amount of time to teach you something specific. So I really wrestled through that with God and just praying through, hey, like, what do you want me to do? Where am I supposed to go from here? Because I didn't have any other plans. They were supposed to pay for my school. I was going to know what I was going to do after I graduated. And suddenly I'm left to my own devices to figure out all of this stuff. And so it was very difficult, but I prayed through it with God and really relied on mentors in my life and my family to really help me get through that. And I really felt like God taught me so much about being patient and relying on him and relinquishing that control to him. And he has shown me things that I'm far more passionate about since then, and just provided me with so many opportunities. It's definitely something that I still would love to have the opportunity to pursue, but I know that I can serve that community in my country in other ways.
Yeah, yeah. How would you, like, in your own words, how would you describe what you think, what your sort of definition of calling is?
So I feel like it's something that God places on your heart in a way that you can pursue your passions of that are of the world, using the gifts that he has given you to further his kingdom here on earth.
And since, like, so you talked a little, like, how your, how, like, that was sort of a dream that you had to, like, okay, I have to, like, put this on hold, or this is not what I thought that it was going to be. How is, like, now you're a senior, and, like, you have a job, or, yes, like, placement now. So, like, how is that job sort of, like, fulfilling what you believe, like, your calling is now?
So I really feel that God is calling me into helping people, and that's why I chose the profession of nursing. That was sort of one of the biggest things that I had felt him calling me into. So I'm going to be working as a nurse at Children's Hospital in the neonatal ICU. And I really felt that he had blessed me with, like, the gifts of critical thinking and everything. And so I'm able to use those gifts and skills in that environment. So I think it's interesting because a lot of medical shows portray nurses as dumb and just go to sleep with nurses or sleep with doctors in the on-call room, and that's really all they do. And they just carry out the doctor's orders and don't really have a mind of their own, and they're more or less a robot. And I very quickly learned that that is so not true. I mean, nurses are the hands and feet, and it's such an amazing thing to be able to do, and constantly we're calling doctors being like, this is what's going on with this patient. I think we should do this. And 9 times out of 10, the doctor says, absolutely, I agree with you. And so you almost wrote the doctor's order for him. But obviously, like, doctors went through so much more schooling, so they just have that ability to take it, one step farther when we're like, I just see all of this going on. I think it could be this, but I'm not 100% sure. But we really are the hands and feet and really are able to dig into these personal relationships with the patients. And so we can see the little changes that, you know, somebody else wouldn't pick up on that just walked in the room, because we've been caring for this patient for days or hours even. You can see these little changes, which is really cool.
Is there sort of the equivalent of that in nursing, where, like, you might be asked to do something where it's a difficult situation? Like, have you had to confront that at all?
Unfortunately, that's absolutely an issue. There's so many different ethical debates talking about euthanasia and physician-assisted suicide, and my code of ethics does not encourage us to participate in that, but you are still often expected to participate in those practices. A big issue is people will talk about quality of life and say, well, this person, because, you know, they can't talk or they can't breathe without assistance, they're not worth it and their life isn't worth it. And to me, I think everybody's created in God's image, and everybody should be given a shot. So there are a lot of babies particularly that won't even try to save, just because they're like, oh, the chances of them having a good quality of life would be so slim anyways. I'm like, who's to decide that? Like, when did you become God? And I feel like sometimes medicine tries to play God, and being the one who carries out those things, I don't make the decisions, but sometimes I have to be asked to carry out those acts of playing God that I don't agree with. And sometimes it can cost you your job. I fortunately have never been in a situation where that has been an issue, but I know that those convictions in me are strong enough that if it were to come down to that, I will follow my beliefs and my values and say, I don't want to participate in this, and I'll take the consequences because I just firmly believe in the sanctity of human life.
Do you feel like you have had the opportunity to express your own beliefs, like, to your classmates? Or, like, is that something that it's like you've been able to do that because of the context, or, like, maybe the fact that you do believe something that's, like, different than what their, like, recommended code is?
I think I've been vocal, but I try to do it in a very polite way that's not off-putting. So I think a lot of people do know my views and that sort of stuff, because I had a class freshman year that was just a basic theology class. It was just a gen ed. And at my Catholic university, my professor was an atheist and tried to force me to disprove the existence of God and everything, and just was saying things that I felt so personally attacked my beliefs and my faith. So I did speak up a lot in that class, and I think a lot of people started to learn that then. And but I really try to walk the fine line of when it's my place and when I just kind of have to let people express their opinions, because I'm not going to change a heart myself. But people definitely have the idea of what my opinion will be, and when it's something that I do feel strongly about, I always try to speak into it, not in a judgmental way at all, but just say, like, here's why I'm thinking this. And usually when you can back it up with something other than this is what the Bible says, but I mean, talking about a kid with Down syndrome that many people would argue should just be aborted in the womb, just talking about the experiences that I've had with Down syndrome children and how they're truly the most amazing, life-giving population I have ever worked with. And they're just so incredible and so happy. And just saying, okay, so how can you see a child like that or an adult like that and say that they didn't even deserve a chance from the start? And so trying to approach things from that way, that don't make it as, oh, Jesus this, and you, if you don't believe this, you're going to go to hell and everything, and just try to be really loving about it. But people definitely sometimes just assume that I have certain beliefs. Usually they're right, but yeah. Sometimes they assume that I'm just coming from a place of judgment, which is never true.
Yeah.